Who's finally home? Tell me, what took you so long? Working long hours again? Or did your coworkers force you to go out again? You know, your wife and I have been thinking that maybe it's time that you quit your job. I mean, how much do you earn? I don't think it'll be that big of an impact. And I'm honestly getting tired of you being out all day. Your wife and I would much rather have you here at home, serving us like the good girl you are. Plus, there are other ways for you to earn an income. I mean, with how cute you are, I'm sure we could get you a nice following. But your wife always enjoys watching when I put you in your place. I'm sure some strangers online would enjoy just as much, if not more. Don't you agree? Honestly, I think we'd even be able to make more money than you do right now. And on a separate note, I told this to your wife before, but I think your job gives you too much freedom. I mean, we may have your keys, but you could technically still run away. It would be embarrassing, sure, but there'd be a way out. But if we had you just quit your job and exposed you online for who you truly are, no nickname, no username, just revealed who you are to the entire world and showed them how pathetic you are, you'd be completely ruined. I mean, imagine trying to go to a job, applying, doing your very best. Then they look up your name and they find out about your secret account. Well, not so secret. Nobody would hire you. You'd be permanently dependent on us. What? Are you scared that your friends and family might find out? Well, I wouldn't mind if they did. And the only thing that matters is what your wife and I think. Because your opinions are worthless. I also won't lie that the thought of them finding out and calling you all sorts of names would make me very happy. It would bring you down a peg and make you truly understand your place. Because you, my stupid little bimbo, belong to us. And your wife belongs to me. That makes you the bottom of the food chain. Our cute little toy to do with as we please. So, if we're telling you to sell your photos for money, you will. Because that's what we want. Understood? Good girl, good girl, good girl. Don't worry. We'll teach you all you need to know. We will also make you as cute as humanly possible. But while you had your job, you still had to look somewhat masculine. While we did throw away all of your male underwear and had you wear panties, stockings, and garters underneath all of your guy clothes, you still had to, well, wear guy clothes. But now, we can just throw those away too. We can donate them to Goodwill and have you dressed up nice and girly 24/7. That'll be very nice. We could get you some hair extensions, some permanent makeup that would last you 3 to 5 years. So many things. Maybe, just maybe, we could go a little bit more extreme, if you know what I mean. But there's only so many ways to feminize your body before going for a more permanent approach. Don't you agree? I bet you'd look really cute with a nice pair of real breasts. Don't you think? I mean, just imagine how they'd feel hanging from your chest. Imagine yourself in the shower, feeling the water drip, drip on them. I bet it would be a lovely sight. But for as much as I would like to keep thinking about what we could do to you, there's not much that we can do right here, right now. So, why don't we focus on that? Take all that off. Throw it in the trash. You heard me. Throw it in the bin. Why am I asking you that? Honey, if I grab it and throw it away, it's not that meaningful. you take it all off and dispose of it, that's an active and conscious way of you discarding what little remains of your masculinity, of you forfeiting it forever. So come on. You've been out all day, and I am all out of patience. Good girl, good girl, good girl. I love. Look at what your husband decided to do. It would seem that he's all up for our plan. Isn't that great? Can you get the camera for us? That I had the perfect idea for her first video. You look so cute in that. Tell me, have you been enjoying wearing your girly underwear all this time? I wonder if anyone at your office ever realized that you were wearing a bra under your dress shirt. God, thinking about it is just... Not if someone did. Can you imagine what they were thinking? What they were saying about you behind your back? God. What I wouldn't do to hear that. I bet you'd love to hear it too, wouldn't you? Well, don't worry. If you want, I can send an anonymous link to one of your coworkers, having them see everything that you are. They might even share it to the other ones. Wouldn't that be fun? Imagine, right after you quit, they get a mysterious email with a link. And as soon as they click on it, they see you all girlied up. They'd be like, oh my God, is this why he quit? Was he dead? Desperate to be a girl, to be a submissive little bitch. They'd probably say so many mean things about you. But who knows? Some of them may even enjoy the view. They may even like it so much that they'll subscribe to your page so they can see how you descend further and further to the point where you're just a completely different person, completely unrecognizable from who you were. Permanently feminized. Are you blushing? Did you enjoy the idea that much? My. I can see that you maybe enjoyed it a bit too much. saying all this, that I think this is a wonderful sight. Make sure I get some good shots of her face during this. And I want this to be recorded properly. After all, that's the start of her permanent feminization. One day in the future, I want her to look back on this video and see where it all started. You know what? I had an idea. Love, point the camera at me. Okay, so this goes to you, hubby. That I don't know when you may be watching this. It may be a year from now, 2 years from now, maybe more. Tell me, when you look into the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a man by any chance? I don't think so. I may not know how you look like right now, but seeing the current you, I already know that it won't take much to break you, to push you beyond your limits, to feminize you beyond recognition. Who knows? By this point, you may have a nice pair of double D's. Maybe you don't even have anything down there anymore. Or if you do, it probably doesn't even work anymore. Love, point the camera back at the current her. Look at this girl. She's the current you. Can you believe that this is how you started? I bet you look very different. Much more feminine. She's so embarrassed by now, but I'm sure that you've done much, much worse, haven't you? And that I've exposed you in so many ways. But thinking back on this moment, it all just feels so basic, doesn't it? Yet the current you is just so embarrassed. She can't even stare at me properly. Don't worry. For both the current you and the future you watching this, it is far, far from over. Because I know that I'm going to push you more and more. That seeing you all embarrassed, it's just so fun that I can't stop myself. So I hope you're ready. Because I'm going to have so much fun with you. Tell me, Cucky, how did it feel to record a message for your future self? You couldn't even get a warden, could you? You were too embarrassed. Or, by any chance, were you too distracted imagining what it would be like? Thinking about all the stuff your wife and I would do to you through the years. About how we would push you further and further away from being a man. Were you just too embarrassed about the fact that your precious little wife was recording as you were just embarrassed for the camera? As you debased yourself for my entertainment, for the entertainment of your soon-to-be audience. God, you're so pathetic. But I like that about you. I think your wife does too. Don't you, love? That's why we decided to keep you. Because you're cute. And the girlier you are, the cuter you'll get. Now, come on. We can't have you standing around in your underwear all day. Go to your closet and pick something out. Something cute. Something sexy, but not too slutty. That we wouldn't want to give your audience too much on the first video, right? Gonna have them wishing for more. Actually, never mind. I think I know what I want you to wear. Remember that sweater dress that we bought you the other day? The one that exposes your entire back. Yes, that one. I think that one will be perfect. That I just love the knitted tie highs that it comes with. It's sexy, revealing, but has all the right places covered up. Yes, that one. Perfect. Good girl, good girl. Crazy to think that this may be one of the last times they'll get to wear this wig. We might need to dye your hair too. Make it nice and pretty with some nice highlights. I think they'll look great on you. But now, come on. Don't keep us waiting. Now you know how to put everything on by this point. You're well trained, after all. Now you're much easier on the eyes. have to be honest. Whenever I see you with your male clothes, I just feel disgusted. I have a desire to just throw you out on the curb like the bitch you are. But now that you're all dolled up, now I think you look wonderful. I mean, did such a good job. You look so pretty. I still remember when you were struggling so hard to even just put on a bra. Yet now, you're natural. I remember this morning you didn't even hesitate for a second to just clamp it from the back without looking. What a good girl. You're so diligent. I like that about you. And honestly, you're just so cute when you're all dressed up. If you didn't have the potential to be girly, honestly, you wouldn't have been able to stay here. No. You would have been kicked out and abandoned because nobody would have wanted you. On a semi-unrelated note, though, don't think I haven't noticed how your mannerisms have become lately. I mean, they're just so cute. What? Do you not notice? Oh my, here I was praising you, thinking that you were doing it on purpose. Maybe it's just gone ingrained into you. That should be expected, considering how many times I had to correct you for sitting down with your legs all spread, or not walking straight, or just in general, acting like a man, when you're clearly not one. Oh, you're cute when you get all pouty. But, come on. All three of us know it very well. I mean, if you were a real man, your wife wouldn't have gone out looking for me. A strong woman to take care of her. To truly make her feel like a woman. Which you were never able to do. But, luckily for you, I was willing to keep you instead of tossing you aside. Now, both of you can actually bond over something. Oh, how nice it feels to be dominated by me. Sometimes, when you're sitting in your cute little cock chair, I can see the jealousy in your eyes. But not of me. Of her. I'm sure in those moments you're thinking, I wish I was her. Why can it not be me? Truly pathetic. But I guess it's fitting. And in all honesty, I get it. I am quite sexy. But, as I mentioned before, you're at the bottom of the food chain. Your wife will always be more important to me. She's my precious. She's my lovely girlfriend. She's my lover. Oh, but I keep getting distracted. Love, can you turn the camera on again for us? That. I want to capture our little cookie here in her new outfit. Come on, honey. Don't be shy. Now we gotta show everyone how you look in this provocative little outfit. Right. So come on. Show off for the camera, slut. That's it. Give us a little twirl. Show off what you have. But I love the way this dress drapes over your hips. It makes you look so sexy. But it's nothing compared to the back. I mean. Now that you're all shaved, your back is so sexy. And the way you arc your lower back. Well, those nights really have paid off, haven't they? You're just used to sticking out your ass. Good girl, good girl, good girl. You're liking to show off, aren't you? Oh, come on, don't deny it. I bet you're imagining lots of stuff right now. I bet you're imagining what everyone at home is thinking about you. Right. Oh, naughty. Why don't you be a good girl for us? And bend over. Then I want to see if you can touch your ankles. Slowly and gently. Run your hands along your legs as you slowly go down, down, down. Just like that. What a good and submissive little toy you are. But how naughty. Showing off under your skirt to the camera. Oh my. Oh. You didn't mean to. Oh, honey. Do you think we'll believe that? I mean, everyone watching probably has seen enough to know that you're lying. Or maybe you think that's true. You're just lying to yourself, not to us. But honey, is that really necessary? I mean, do you really need to lie to yourself? I mean, just admit it. You enjoy showing off. You enjoy being girly. You enjoy being a toy. Come on. Be honest and tell us how much you enjoy it. That we want to hear it from your pretty pink lips. Come on, put your heart into it. Tell us how much of a loser you are. Tell us how much you love dressing up. And tell us how happy you are that I stole your wife away. And how happy you are to show off like this for everyone to watch. Good girl, good girl, good girl. Now to wrap things up for now, say a final bye-bye to all your old coworkers. That if they want to see more, they're gonna need to subscribe. Good girl, good girl. I'm very excited to see what I can make you do. That I have so many plans in store. But for now, to everyone watching, bye-bye.